Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, let's talk about your skin, your fibroblasts, your collagen. What if your skin could make more of its own collagen starting right now? That's right. Your skin can make its own collagen, and today we're talking about fibroblasts. These are the living factories in your dermis that they build collagen, elastin, and the extracellular matrix of the skin. When fibroblasts work well, your skin will build more of its own collagen. Your skin will stay firm, smooth, and quick to repair. But when your fibroblasts slow down, you will see fine lines, thinning, dulling of the texture. Literally overnight, this can happen. And literally in perimenopause, suddenly you can look down at your arms and your legs and start to see those skin quality changes of a more elderly person. This is because of the fibroblasts. The fibroblasts live in the layer under your skin known as the dermis. They stitch together your skin structure, and they also close the loop after injury so that you can heal cleanly. In your teens and your 20s, your fibroblasts are busy. They are the soldiers. They are repairing, and you bounce back from every little insult or injury. You cut yourself shaving, it literally heals in 2 days. And by the time you are 50, you cut yourself shaving and it takes like 2 weeks for that little scratch to go away. These living factories, they are so important, but with age, sun, pollution, stress, hormone shifts, poor sleep, all the microplastics and toxins around us, it's very hard for the fibroblasts to be able to fight back on all those fronts. And then they go quiet, they go quiescent, they become senescent, zombie-like, middle-aged, slow and dull. Their collagen output drops about 1% per year after your 20s. And by perimenopause, after you hit menopause in the first 5 years, collagen production drops 40%. It's really going to change your skin. You're going to see crepe texture. You're going to see slower healing and thinning of the dermis. But the good news, these fibroblasts can reactivate. Your skin responds to the right signals. We are resilient creatures. We can nudge a dormant and tired fibroblast with very precise controlled treatments that can be done sometimes with no downtime. So some of my favorite things that I'm doing in the office and that I recommend for my own face and for your faces out there, I love my microneedling. I think I'm a huge fan. This microneedling, especially cold microneedling without energy, creates channels that trigger the wound healing cascade, and we can infuse amazing growth factors through these channels. This will make your fibroblasts wake up to repair the injury and produce new collagen, new elastin, and texture tightening after you do a series of 3 or 4 radio frequency or microneedling treatments. You will see improvement in your collagen production. Radio frequency itself is a little controversial because the heat delivered to the dermis can thin the dermal texture, especially if it's very high energy, if it's placed at the wrong depth, or if you are already beginning as a thin dermis person. If you have thick, padded, oily skin, sometimes radio frequency with energy treatment devices can still be amazing. But it's all about the expert using the device. They have to know the right depth, the right energy, and they have to not injure the poor fibroblasts in the dermis. I also am a huge fan of biostimulatory fillers. They're not exactly fillers. They do take up volume, so they give some of the filler effect, but calcium hydroxyapatite or Radius, PLLA, also Sculptra, these are products that give signal first. Their first job is signaling the fibroblast to wake up mechanically, to stretch, to have some immune cell activation. And they are taking up space and volume, so they provide some instant lift as well. They cue your skin to lay fresh collagen for structure and lift over the course of the next 4 to 6 months. So you get taut, toned, firm skin. And isn't that what everybody wants these days? It definitely is for me. In my practice, I use a ton of collagen stimulators, and I want every patient on these products to help improve their texture, tone, and firming. You might hear from surgeons that say don't do biostimulators, that you can't have a facelift after this kind of a work, and I'm absolutely opposed to that thinking. That is not correct. You can have surgery after biostimulators. You have to wait 6 to 12 months. We're not going to do a stimulator and go right into surgery. We're going to give the skin recovery, healing time, let inflammation die down, and then go to surgery. But in patients who are doing regular biostimulators, we will find delaying the need for surgery. And in some patients who've started quite early, I frankly don't think they're going to need surgery. They can get to their 70s without even thinking about the need for surgery. So I think it's all about the placement of the biostimulator. It must be placed in the proper plane and depth. It must not be placed in this mass. We can't put too much product. And we have to have an injector or a physician or a person treating you that's got really great anatomic judgment. Because when these products are used correctly, you are not going to have surgical difficulties later. And I've talked to many surgeons who agree with me. Polynucleotides are another thing that's great for targeted signaling. This is going to improve tissue quality. And a polynucleotide is a DNA fragment. CGAT from the DNA chain. Remember that from biology? Yes, we do. Those are the polynucleotides, and those things come as a fragment or a chain or a discrete nucleotide, and they act to jump in when DNA is breaking down and cells have destruction. They need to either use components that come from broken down DNA, or they have to manufacture their own DNA. So when we provide these building blocks, you can have much faster repair. The daily habits you can do to perfect your gains. Think of this as fibroblast good habit hygiene. They're small steps, but in the end, they lead to big payoffs. So hydration, all cells work better in hydrated environments. So I love hyaluronic serums. Topically, these penetrate. The ones that are fractionated into small molecules, like my Deep Blue Hydration Serum, it is amazing. And three small fractionated molecules penetrate through the superficial epithelial layers and give improved dewiness and hydration. You can do IV drips for this type of hydration. We are chronically dehydrated. I am a huge fan of adding hydration. And sometimes that means electrolytes, not just drinking water all day, ladies with the giant gallon jugs. I don't know how you do it, and I don't know why you do it, because we need electrolyte replacement along with the water. Barrier support. If your skin barrier is broken and does not have a healthy layer of protection, your fibroblast is going to be fighting fires all day long, inflammatory fires from external elements like skin bacteria, skin oxidative damage. All of these things build up and cause irritation to the fibroblast. It's no longer going to build collagen if it has to fight inflammation all day long. Do some barrier support. Use a lipid-based cream and moisturizer that has ceramides and the type of lipids that natural skin surfaces need. Also, think of some organic lipid products that are really good for skin surface. Some people use castor oil. I'm a fan of olive oil. I also like, there's like a sunflower oil that I think is really beneficial. And when this is massaged into the skin surface, the barrier will improve. Retinoids and antioxidants, these are going to be helpful. Retin-A, of course, one of the number one products to help improve anti-aging and support collagen gene expression. When we use Retin-A in conjunction with products like Sculptra and Radies, the collagenization improves dramatically. So consistent, regular use of products that stimulate collagen, like the Retin-A products, is going to improve your outcomes. I also think that oxidative damage is a huge thing that we have to combat. Remember to use components like vitamin C, green tea. You're going to look for all of these in your skincare regimen, but you're also going to look for this in your diet. Eating the rainbow, so foods that have high oxidative reductive antioxidant capacity. That's the ORAC capacity. I put that in my green juice, so you get those fruits and vegetables, and every day your body's equipped then with the ability to put out fires and flames with these type of antioxidant cooling elements that turn off inflammation. And then lifestyle basics, quality sleep, stress control, consistent movement, that reduces the noise of distracting your fibroblasts from repair. So quick facts. If you think this is going to work the next day, it won't. Neocollagenesis takes weeks. Expect 60 days to grow collagen. You will look good at 8 to 12 weeks. You will look way better at 4 to 6 months. Another myth: moisturizer is enough. It's not. You have hydration as step one, but you need cell signaling. You need to combine your stimulation plan with your skincare for lasting benefit. And another myth, I've already left menopause. Once menopause happens and collagen is gone, I'm stuck. That's not the case. Fibroblasts respond at every age when you give clear signals and protect the barrier. And then signs that your fibroblasts are waking up, what you're going to start noticing is skin quality improvements, smoother texture, finer pores, snapback. When you pinch those cheeks, that laxity is better. Your makeup goes on better. Your glow lingers. This is not a one-day bump. Some people talk about a Sculptra glow. I see that all the time. I also see skin quality sparkle with my Radies patients. So these are some of the fringe benefits. But consider this now. If you're someone who's seeing fine lines, crepe texture, neck changes, you're the girl, you want structure and lift, but you don't want filling look. Your hormones are just starting to change and you're noticing the dullness. All of these things, I'm talking to you. And I think the call to action is get yourself in the office. Book yourself a visit. I have to even do this for myself. It takes me so long to ever find time to take care of myself. So I am starting to book appointments for myself and I'm showing up because you need to do this for yourself. You need a fibroblast consult with me so I can teach you where you are, what stage of fibroblast exhaustion you are at, and how to wake up your senescent fibroblasts. Amazing news coming soon. I'm going to have an amazing topical skincare product that's going to really improve fibroblast senescence and exhaustion. And I can't wait to tell you more. It's top secret at the moment. But just remember, wake up your fibroblasts and your skin will thank you in about 8 weeks. That's it for now, guys. Even more so at 8 months. All of this is additive. And you know, I'm always thinking of you for long-term resilience and vibrance and vitality. It's not about don't have lines and wrinkles. It's not about stay youthful and stay 20. No, we are living for the long haul, and I want to be vibrant, sexy, healthy at every age. I want that for you too. Thanks for listening, guys. This is Dr. K. Don't forget to like and subscribe this podcast. Tell a friend about it. I would be so thrilled. We do a longer podcast on every Tuesday. We do a short 5-minute Friday every Friday. You can listen to us everywhere podcasts are found. You can find me on the gram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, where all these amazing skincare products are. And my beauty greens, my internal radiance collagen, all the things that I use in my own life every single day. It's beautybydrk.com. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.